We're going to study from Sasemes, the year Tuf Reish Lamed Vav. Tuf Reish Lamed Vav, and these editions of the Sasemes is on page 204. Jewish people were in the Midbar, and they had to circumnavigate all the land of Edom, traveling first east and then north and then back west, all around Eretz Edom. They were attacked by, again, Amalek, our arch enemies. When it says, Vayishma Haknani Melech Harod Yeshev HaNegev means Amalek. So the people became disheartened. And even though they're really less than a year away from entering Eretz Yisrael, but they don't know it yet, they don't have a date, so to speak, they're not sensing that they're already there. And they spoke critically, of Hashem and of Moshe, why did you take us up from Egypt to die here in the desert? You don't have bread, you don't have water, certainly not naturally. And we are just so disgusted, fed up with this bread, this lechem hakolkel. They are now demeaning and the man. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Nechashim HaSerafim, poisonous snakes, and they bite Am Yisrael, and the poisons kill many, many people. Yinashtu es ha'am v'ayomas am rav mi Yisrael. Many people died. The people then came to Moshe and said, Vayomu chatan, ki dibandu v'Hashem, v'avav. We did the wrong thing, we spoke against Hashem and against you. Hispalu el Hashem. V'yasemru elenu es ha'am. Please double to Hashem. He should end this, take away this plague of serpents, this plague of snakes. But Hashem's answer wasn't, I'll accept tshuva outright. Create for yourself a serpent. For simosol next, have it up on a staff. Whoever is bitten by the snakes will then look to that sorrow which you create, and then they'll live. But yes, Moshe, Nechash Nechoshes, creates this bronze snake. Nechoshes, it's, I guess, copper. Yeah, copper. Ve'yismehu al hanes, and it's up on a staff. Ve'yim noshach hanochash es ish v'hibit el. That's how they survived. If they were bitten, they would have to look to this Nechash HaNechoshes. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish them, first of all, this particular way, with Nechashim HaSerafim, with these snakes? Something different from any of the punishments we might have seen so far in the Midbar. And then question will be, and how and why is the antidote to look at yet another nachash, a nachash nachoshes, for the cure, as it were. And of course, one will answer the other. Rashi tells us that it's because they had been motzi diba, they spoke ill of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was the first sin? Original nachash, original sin, was to say to other, to Chava, such terrible things about Hashem's intentions in the commandment of not eating from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. And that it's not even true. So they were Motza'i Diba. And so now the nachash that was motzi diba comes and punishes the Motzei Dibah, the Jewish people who are being Motzei Dibah. Second point, again, Rashi mentions it, quoting from Targum Yonasan, that day a Bas Kol announced, Bas Kol said, look at my children. Nachash had been condemned to eat the dust of the earth, nothing else. Well, certainly mostly just Nachash eats from the dust in which it crawls and slithers. No complaints. No complaints. I gave Am Yisrael, I took them from Mitzrayim. I provide them with mud. I provide them with water from their mirror. And they complain. So that's why Hashem punishes them with Nachash, because we should have been like Nachash at the very least, not complaining. That's the third explanation. Rav Avrom Menachem Yaakov HaKohen Rappaport, great, great, great grandfather of the famous Rappaport Kahanim Mishpach, 16th century. He says, the Jewish people at that time said, we want it natural, we want lechem. Just don't, you know, care anymore for just sustenance. It should have something natural to it. It should be bread, like you plant seeds, you harvest your grain, and then you thresh, and then you have your grain, and you grind it, and bake bread. We want bread. We want a natural process, and enjoying it, like the rest of mankind does. Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. You want it from the ground? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you'll have it. You'll have a punishment from someone who eats min ha'aretz, from afar ha'aretz. You wanted to eat from afar ha'aretz? Snake partakes of afar ha'aretz. So you'll have snake. Will remind you and punish you. Because that's what snake naturally eats, from afar ha'aretz, from the ground. You'll have snake eating from the ground to punish you. Now let's examine, in light of these explanations of the Einish, how is it then that the Kodesh Baruch uses, specifically again, a snake, and says, look at that snake. Selucha Saraf, Kol Noshech V'ra Oysoi. Why? Let's see what the Sfasamist says. He quotes the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. V'chi nachash meimis, ayin nachash mechaye. Which is what the Mishnah is asking. Why? Just tell the people, do more tshuva, daven more yourselves, not just with Moshe. Why should it be that they are bitten? And if you're bitten, then you have to look to the Nechash HaNechashas for your cure. The Mishnah says, Elo b'zman shemistaklin klape malo. It's not necessarily that there was something in that Nechash HaNechashas that provided a cure. It wasn't an antidote. It was just a way that they should have to look up and remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bizman shemistachli klapei malo mishabdim eslibam leviyam shemashumayim hoyu misrafin. They would be forced to look up. And then if they would think of who really can heal them, who they have to return to in teshuvah, they would be healed. Vimlav nimokim, otherwise they were lost. Bekasha. Svasem is asked. Just have them look to heaven. Tell them to look to heaven. If bitten, just turn to Baruch. So the Mishnah there is saying, of course, it's not the Nechash HaNechashas that provides the cure. People would look up and look to Shemayim for the cure, and then they'd be cured. So then why bother with the Nechash HaNechashas at all? According to Rashi's interpretation, that it's because of what they had done, looking to the Nechash and Nechashas as they're hoping for refuah from Hashem would be a reminder of the evil of Nachash HaKadmoni, of original Nachash. And then they would associate what they had done with what that Nachash had done. So it was to remind them, even if they don't see a Nachash right in front of them anymore, but Nachash being Motzi Diba, look what I've done. The greatest sin, the sin of sins, Lashon Hara, about HaKadosh Baruch and Moshe. And according to the Targum's understanding, that the punishment is because they had been so ungrateful. Nachash has nothing that it tastes in Afar Haaretz, and we should at least have had some thanks to HaKadosh Baruch. We should be so thankful for what we have. So that's why they're looking at the Nachash to be reminded of what their sin was. Let's see what the Sfas Emes now says. He says, Achein be'emes hoyo ha'nachash misugal l'refuzo. Indeed, the Nachash, very sensibly, was chosen to have this therapeutic effect. She'som HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo refuzo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did make it possible that specifically looking to the Nachash would provide cure. And he says, that's what the Ramban tells us, which is true. Ukumosh Yikosav Ramban Zad. Shedarkoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lemetok mar b'mar, to sweeten what's bitter with something bitter, which is what he did in Mara. Throw in bitter, bitter wood into the source of water, and the water turns sweet. Elisha in Yericho turns the water sweet by adding salt. Navi Sefer Melachim. So the Ramban says that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Darkei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Limtak Mar B'Mar L'chein Ach. Shederach HaTeva, of course, naturally, Misha Noshuch Mikelev, someone who's bitten by a dog, Chas V'Shalom, a rabid dog, V'Roya Oysai, and then sees a dog, Mazik Lo Yosef. Person loses his mind. People who with rabies have something called, Le'olayim, have something called hydrophobia. And it just water somehow causes them, and if they see their reflection in water, the Ramban says, if they see what looks like another dog in the water. In other words, that when, and to based on this idea, in Gemara in Yuma, Gemara about Shegev, seeing what has caused you so much harm compounds the pain and the harm increases. And the dangers increase. So if you put something up for them to see which has just bitten them and threatens their life, and the poison is taking some effect already. And now, okay, look at the Nachash. That's the last thing you would naturally want to do. Somehow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kan le'ifuch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it intentionally, but the opposite of what would logically heal. Shal yidei hari'iyah yisrach. So that by looking at what you would think would threaten them and harm them even more and psychologically jar them, with such fear that they're going to soon die, that their paralysis will set in and they're goners. Oh, look to the Nachash. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't necessarily give you neither the punishment nor the cure in the natural ways of Teva. Now, if you think about what the Mincha Balula said, if we think about how the Mincha Balula said to us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be with, you're looking at the Nechash and the Choshes, according to the Mincha Balula, because you're being reminded of the fact that, yeah, you want it to be like the Nachash. You wanted to have your sustenance come up from the ground, like a farmer, an agrarian society, produce your own bread. But now, You're looking at a Nachash, which if you have been bitten by the Nachash, as Ramban says, it should even injure you more to have to look at it. It's unnatural. Indeed, it's unnatural. You wanted to have your bread through nature. It should be, you know, like other people, like all people create their own sustenance, bake their bread after bringing it up from the ground. We're going to now have you look at that Nachash and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want you to just think in terms of what's ordinary, natural, pursuing that quote-unquote teva, without recognizing that within teva, the only koach that's real is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want a natural existence? According to the Mincha Balula, we would say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, you're going to get bit because of that, and then your refuah is going to be most unnatural. That's the Midah Keneged Midah. It's interesting. P.S. The Michavlu was a doctor. He's a Rofe. Rofe, report. Rappaport is Rofe, report. Now, Sassemis should add a very important Nekudah to this. So he says, the Ramban is telling us that yes, looking at the Nachash was a cure. It wasn't just like the Mishnah implies, you look up and then you look to Shemayim, so your gaze heavenward, your heart turns heavenward, then you have refuah. Yes, that's true. But indeed, there was in this, we used to call it like schooling, right? There was refuah from looking at the Nachash, says the Sfasemis. Ap al pi kein. Zeh haratzoi, this is what Hashem wanted. While working on the practical medical solution. I'm giving you a practical solution. Look at this particular nachash, and you will be cured. While doing that, and yes, that nachash is invested with the ability to cure you. And while doing that, your heart should be only turned towards Shemayim. Shemayashiv Atzmoy. You should say to yourself the words of the Mishnah. While looking at what Hashem says, yeah, look at the Nachash, that will cure you. The challenge, the Satanas is, you people, look, you have to look at that Nachash and believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can cure you. Look at the Nachash, because it can cure you, because I say it can cure you. Look at that knowledge and say, because Hashem tells me to look at it, and I know it's Him who has invested that knowledge with the possibility of curing me, I will look at that knowledge and see Hashem. Perish afshehem rechaykim me'olam ha'elyon. Even if you're so far away from just being that kind of a person who would say, yeah, I have to do a little bit of Ishtablus, but it's all B'yad Hashem. Yeah, become the person who understands that the Ishtablus works because Hashem wants it to work. So look at the Nachash and say, because Hashem wants that Nachash to be able to cure me, thanks to Hashem, it can cure me. You're doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, this is the antidote. But don't think that it's the antidote. Hashem makes it that it's the antidote. There's no medicine that Hashem doesn't say, let this medicine work. There's no cure that Hashem doesn't say, let this be the cure. So even though you're Isaac Bateva, Al became Yishabdu Libam. They should, especially at that time, turn their hearts completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perish lehistakel lashamayim, to look to Shemayim ulaharois, and to show. Laharois means to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shechepetzim lo teis mi ma'asar olam hazeh v'hateva. It's a little bit like the Mincha Baruch. Shulah Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you don't want to have to do. And you don't want to, certainly, you don't want to believe it. You certainly don't want to believe in or to have to trust in the mere medical, physical teva in order to live another day. He calls it a ma'asar. It's interesting because we're so, and this is the sasemis. Imagine how much it is for us that we are so scientifically sophisticated in so many fields and think we know so much and understand so much and so much has been explained to us. He calls that a ma'asar. You know, you're in prison. You're in a practical prison because you believe that everything is logical. Everything has to make sense. I believe in what I can understand. So, laharos, no. Look to what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu promising you, maybe not logically, but it is going to cure you, and see Him in that, what He granted in giving you a cure. See Him in the medicine. See Him in the little aspirin that you take. See Him in whatever pill, whatever procedure, whatever good idea, whatever advice that someone gives us medically. See that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have that ability. He's granting us the possibility of better health. Because otherwise, we are in the ma'asar. We're in prison with beliefs and trust in things that are really not going to help us unless Hashem wants them to. So we should now look to the Nechash and Nechashis, but say, if and when Hashem wants this to work, it will work. Laharis shechefetzim that we really want, latzeis mi ma'asar olam hazeh. We want to really extricate ourselves from the stricture and from the prison of having to do this and having to do that because that's what I trust in. No, chalila. Mi ma'asar olam hazeh v'hateva u'lehistabek bo yisbarach. Instead, cling to Hashem. Cling to Hashem. Meshachma says on the side. Meshachma says a fascinating thing. Diak in the pasuk says that if there were people who were not bitten by the snake, but otherwise in failing health and about to die, if they were then bitten and looked to the Nechash and the Chareshes, trusting in Hashem, all their ailments left them and they were cured of it all. If they looked at the nuptial, hadn't been bitten, did it somehow work? If they were bitten, and then they looked to the nechashes, nechash and nechashes, then they would, all their ills would leave them. Why? Why? Because the point was, oh, there's no way out of this but through Hashem. The power of nechash and nechashes was there if you realize that there is nothing but Hashem who can cure me. Sometimes it's when you have nothing that medically can help you, and you give up on anything and everything else because there is nothing but Hashem. Now Hashem says, "Okay, good. Now you'll be cured. Now you'll have a refuge." I'm sorry. No. You're not believing in the Nachash. You're told to look at it, and you are made to understand that though it may not seem logical to you, Kadosh Baruch Hu has invested looking at the Nachash with your cure. But now, who is the real cure? You should say in the Mishnah to yourself, the medicine that a person takes for his cure. And we all, you know, we reach a certain age, we stop for our Hashem, we need this for our this, we need that for our that. When you take it, you know, we have to be mechaven to, this will work. If Hashem wants it to. Only if Hashem wants it to. That's it. Teva ahim, teva aher. If we think that it's because I'm taking this, I'm doing that, oy vey. Then we're in a masa, we're in a prison.
That's what you're supposed to
spend the Yiratzen. Yeah, there's Yiratzen before Tipul, 100%. Originally, it was for Hakkad. when doing a bloodline. And then he says, and this is, it's nice, it's a little of a, what you and I would call a Hasidish in Russia. V'zehu asei lecha sarach, Kadosh Baruch Hu says. What's sarach? Something means fire, passion. Asei lecha sarach, hu ha-hislavus. It's the hislavus of the passion for a person to turn to Hashem, lidvak bayis barach, to cling to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because that ultimately is where your refuah is going to come from. It doesn't come from the nachash. It comes from the hislavus of your faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In spite of the fact that I give you this medicine, or this procedure, that procedure. And again, as we've said before, we, in our time, here in Eretz Yisrael, certainly, when there are threats from enemies, and there are various, Baruch Hashem, various means of seeing populations and our cities protected, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that it can work, the fact that it does, that it's developed, that it's implemented, it's every step of the way, everything that we could otherwise think chalila, oh, it's natural and it's done and it's technically possible and it's in place. You have to appreciate that was worked on and developed, yes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many, many umpteen ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could help us, protect us, save us, cure us. And that's the way we have to trust in Him. Implement Teva. Implement whatever you must with trust in Hashem. Jewish people are now going into Eretz Yisrael. They're now about to indeed have a natural existence. Beis Yisrael, the grandson of the Sfasanis, points out that in that Mishnah, it first talks about Moshe Rabbeinu's hands uplifted in Mohemus HaMolek right after we left the Tzrayim. It was just his hands. And now, it's more than just his hands. It's an actual image of the Nachash. That's because in this instance, this generation is already closer to going into Eretz Yisrael and having to live, quote, end quote, real life, practical life. And Derech HaTeva. And that's why it's this generation that's told, look at that thing which is invested with the Teva to cure, but you better think about Hashem and only Hashem.